I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. has designated two Haitian gangs as terrorist groups as the situation in Haiti continues to decline. Mackinson Sanfleur is an attorney with For Haiti with Love.
The U.S. tried to help Haiti with the situation, but for now, nothing is well, nothing is doing well. Everything is getting worse and worse every day.
Sanfleur says if gang activity worsens in Cap Haitien, the ministry will be forced to vacate.
If they take the city, you can do nothing. Just leave the city.
Even now, the gospel remains central to For Haiti with Love's efforts.
We always pray with them and we teach a part of the Bible in every activity we do.
As the team at For Haiti with Love cares and prays for their people, would you join them? Read more in the full story at our website. And Christianity is well established in Kenya, but that doesn't mean every pastor is teaching biblical truth. The Lord provided a strategic partnership between Kenya Hope and Emmanuel Baptist Church of Nairobi to help pastors get the training they need. Last month, 41 pastors attended a Kenya Hope conference. Kenya Hope's Steve Holman tells us,
for the first time in our mission history, well-qualified Kenyans came to teach, and they taught a package of materials taught in seminar format that lay the foundation for a healthy pastoring and healthy churches. Out of that will come five or six pastors that are interested in being part of a formal program.
While the Kenyan Church provides training, Kenya Hope offers logistical support. U.S. church partners provide funding and volunteers. And you can find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.